I saw that you were part of the so-called SENA-1 study. There's a poster from ASCO GI. It was an interesting concept of GEM-NAB followed by sequential modified FOLFIRINOX or modified FOLFIRI. What happened with that?
We wanted to look at sequencing, something similar to what we do in colon cancer. So in this study, patients were treated with GEM-NAB paclitaxel up to 6 months or till progression, and then at that point sequenced to modified FOLFIRINOX, or if they had neuropathy, FOLFIRI. We had 35 patients. Two-thirds of patients were able to go on to FOLFIRINOX. That was a surprise. This is a very intensive regimen. Median survival was about 16 months. We are writing the paper as we speak. And a high response rate.
That sounds pretty good.
It looks pretty good. I would not recommend doing this in practice. It is a very intensive regimen. When you look at the cumulative toxicity over a year, 40% or so have grade 3 fatigue. So it's tough to get through. In practice, I would favor, after GEM-NAB paclitaxel, using NALIRI, 5-FU and NALIRI. I think that's a much more tolerable regimen. You don't have the issue of neuropathy. I think it can be done. I think it's a useful benchmark. But in practice, I would do things a little differently.
Has there been any thought to this sort of sequential strategy using, say, NAB-GEN followed by NALIRI?
Yes. In that particular study, we had a separate cohort where we treated with GEM-NAB paclitaxel for 2 cycles, followed by FOLFIRI for 2 cycles, because that did away with the issue of neuropathy. It was much more tolerable. We had a few patients who had toxicities, primarily stents, but when those patients are excluded, this alternate regimen was actually pretty well tolerated. We did not use NALIRI in that study. At that time, it was not approved, but we are looking into a sequencing strategy with 5-FU, NALIRI, alternating with GEM-NAB paclitaxel.
That's interesting.